Today is the 11th of the 5th, 2021, and I'm phoning Woodgreen Police Station because the police came to my house yesterday because they allowed that girl to keep attacking me in 117. And basically, I'd had enough, but I'd gone look up there for the second time. Went up there, there was three women in the house, a sister and a mother. They've all started screaming and shouting at me. I've never done nothing. I basically had a bit of a tiff with them, arguing, saying that this is out of order what you're doing to me, explaining my reasons. The front door was kept shut and not opened at any point of time. And eventually, I heard her calling the police inside the house. I was quite happy that she was calling the police, because I had done nothing wrong and I was there in self-defence, and it's not against the law to use the front door as the manufacturer intended it to be used. I have no conditions imposing me from knocking on people's doors and asking them to stop. And every time I phoned the police, as I've got a list of times I've called, they've refused to act and arrest these people or even take a statement of me or act fairly. So I've come back downstairs after a little while, say 4 minutes, 5 minutes upstairs, talking to them with the door closed. And basically, I knew the police was coming. Police come to my front door. Police officer come. He gave me an option straight away. He was like, he asked me what had been going on. I explained to him what happened. He basically decided that he asked me to open my front door. I asked him if he was going to arrest me. He told me no, he's not going to arrest me. I opened my front door. From me opening my front door, he put his foot in my door like he was going to force his way into my property, and his whole approach to how he had manipulated me to opening the front door had changed. He said you just got to go down to the police station. Saying, you just told me I'm not getting arrested, get out. So I closed my front door. He made a lame attempt to try to stop me from closing my front door. Next thing, I'm talking to him through the door. I knew my mother was already on her way down to my premises before all this started. I explained to them that my mother will be arriving very shortly. I was talking to the police officer. My mother turned up. I spoke to my mother, opened the door a bit, and I refused to open the door. I spoke to them through the door. I heard another police officer come downstairs. The first police officer said to me before the other police officer come from down, when two of them come to my front door first, and then one of them said, I'm just going to go upstairs. The one that stayed downstairs put his foot in my door and everything. He was quite polite, he wasn't rude or nothing, but he manipulated me, tried to manipulate me into thinking I'm not getting arrested for nothing. Then he's got me to open my front door, and he's tried forcing his way into my house. I've had to stop him from... Hello? I've had to stop him from getting into my house. I'm trying to phone up Wood Green Police Station to sort out these back-to-back and whatever they've done to me, maybe put bail conditions up. Basically, what's happened is one police officer's gone upstairs, the other one stayed downstairs. He said he was going to open the door, bam, and... he tried to force his way in, so I've closed the door, waited for my mother to arrive. My mother's turned up. I'm talking to my mother about what's happened. My mother's asking me what's happened. I explained to her that I'd done nothing wrong. I was waiting for her to attend my address, as she knew, because that's why she arrived. And basically, from that, the police officer's telling my mum and me that I don't have to be arrested. He's just been called. I explained to him that there's no breach of the peace when he's arrived. I'm inside my own premises and I've done nothing wrong. Yes, I have been upstairs and knocked on the front door, and I have asked them to stop attacking me because the police refuse to arrest them any time that I show video evidence or anything of or any nature, or any friends that have also been victimised in my home by them, and that's prepared to go to court. It's like, and won't take on board anything that if it's to do with protecting me, because of they want to avoid justice for the ASBO and for everything else that I can prove they frauded. So basically, he's come out of another idea. This police officer at my door, he's offered asked me, can I not just stay at my mother's house for the night? Now, I thought this was very peculiar. I'm a 40-year-old man. I've lived in my property since 2006. I'm a secure tenant. The people upstairs in 117 that are doing this to me ain't secure tenants and own another council property as well, and won't give the keys back, which is fraud. and fraud, and they came in the extra benefits and everything for both houses on housing benefits when they shouldn't be doing it. It's against the law what they're doing. Do you know that the two of them come here, black boy and the girl, they constantly go upstairs. The flat's rented upstairs. It's so they're waiting for their secure tenancy. They're on a trial tenancy, and they've done this to my flat and to the rest, and they keep banging, attacking me non-stop, all through the floors, following me around in my house and literally slamming on the floors. Not just tapping, they're slamming the floors to where I am, and dropping marble, some high heights up, I suspect, so you can get a big donk and it'll go through the middle flat, and you can hear it again. Like, I can plainly tell what they're doing to me with ease. And basically, the police officer asked me to stay at my mother's house. I said to him, okay, I'll do that just to keep you happy, the police happy, but I don't see how you have the power to do that to me. But if it's going to make you feel at ease that there's going to be no breach of the peace and I'm willing to comply with what you're asking me to do, just stay at my mother's house for the night, maybe. Felt quite insecure because this girl was trying to burgle my house and I caught her in my house. And when I called the police come and nicked me in my house because she's trying to burgle my house. Every time she does anything, they protect her all the time, no matter how guilty she is, and they nick me for whatever they're doing to me. Do you know what I'm on about? Yeah, basically, I accepted the first offer. Then he put a next. Then his friend come back downstairs. His friend had a mutter in his ear with my front door closed and my mother out there. That'd be on their body cams. And basically, he's come out of another, a second option. He's offered for me to now say, I should go to a hospital. I just said to him, where did you get that from? Sort of thing. Like, you've not even come into my private home. I've not let you in here. From the second that you've been here, I've acted completely normal. There's never been anything wrong with me, even though, yes, the doctors do continuously try to assess me in the hope that they can find something wrong with me. Do you know? And when there never is. So basically, I felt quite insulted by this and what they're doing and the way that they keep trying. Every time I get arrested, they keep trying to force me down to the hospital because they know that they can't have me in an interview room explaining everything that I know these police officers have done and what I can prove they've done. And they don't like the recordings. The CPS don't like the recording. So they call for the doctor, get me to the police station, call the doctors, and then use their abuse of power to get me into a hospital and start trying to get tablets now. I've never had to take tablets yet. Do you know, they keep trying to deprive me of my well-being and my life. Do you know, and keep trying to label me or brand me a certain way when there's no evidence to the contrary, just so that they can have an advantage from using their protocols that they have in place or measurements that are there to help vulnerable people in real life. And I am not a vulnerable person. Do you know, like, this is just a complete and utter abuse of process, and it's attempted manslaughter, to be quite honest, to be forcing me away from my home, to be forcing me, taking my liberty off me and depriving me and locking me in a room, in a thing, having people analyse me, having needles probed into my skin, they pierce my skin with needles, hurting me. I don't take needles for nothing on a normal day, let alone them putting needles in my body, do you know, that sort of thing, yeah, just because a police officer wants to decide something in his head, just because he wants to help his colleagues evade justice, do you know. So basically, I felt insulted by what he had said on his second offer. I preferred the first offer, to be quite honest, just go to your mother's for the night, even though I thought it was a bit out of place, him even asking me that, to know, being a secure tenant and having so much equipment in my house, knowing that she's tried to rob my house before and all of that, and being well informed of what's going on. Why should I have to leave my property? But I preferred the first option. Next thing I know, my mum's talking to me because they've talked to my mum. Now my mum's telling me, can I open the front door? Because the police want to arrest me now. Now they're giving me a third option. Telling me, okay, so now you're getting arrested. Hang on, so what have I done? I'm at my front door. I've done nothing wrong. You come here. You've done exactly the same as what a lot of the other cops have done. I've just basically explained that I've done nothing wrong. I've gone upstairs, knocked on the front door. I phoned you every time for the last, since 2019, the 6th, I think she moved him up into 113. I've been stabbed with a knife and the pictures were sent to the police. They refused to arrest the bloke. They refused to everything. All of a sudden, And they've tried to burgle my house. Every day that I'm in my house, they just, like I'm saying, they're just continuously, viciously assaulting me on purpose. This ain't normal living in your house. This is people trying to take my life away from me and my well-being. Now, because the police won't do nothing, I just sit here every day. In 2019, I went up there once, and a similar sort of incident happened. They called the police and all this, you know, just for asking them to stop doing what they're doing, even though they don't know me from anywhere. Never, I've asked them, do you know me, do you know anything I've ever done, do you don't know me, don't know anything, do you know, just do this for the fun of it, knowing that they're going to get another flat, in the middle of trying to nick another council flat anyway. They shouldn't even have the keys to the property upstairs, and someone that deserves it, that really is homeless, should, do you know. No wonder there's a shortage of houses, do you know. Basically, next thing, I've got another option, the third option, now I've got to be arrested. I was just like, you know, like, hang on, you just gave me this third, why am I being arrested if I've been in my house and there's been no breach of the peace? Oh, they're saying that they had a knife on you. Now, what do you mean they had a knife? A knife what? Who had a knife where, that I was explaining to them? Like, I never had no knife on me. I've just knocked on the front door, you've come down, I've opened my front door to you, I spoke to you appropriately, bam, bam, bam. Next thing I know, I'm listening to them, and the way that they've been talking about doctors and all that, I thought, I could just imagine, I'm going to get to the police station again. They're not going to interview me, they're not going to recall me, because they know that they've just gone up there and made all this up with them lot upstairs, and I'm going to end up in a police station with a doctor in my cell telling me that he needs to get me assessed at a mental health hospital and send me to a mental health hospital in the hope that I get stuck in the chain there again, and all tablets offered and forced down my throat and told that I'm not going to be allowed to, I've got to have my mental capacity taken off me as well as my mental health and my mother's and father's legal guardianship taken away from them. So that now I'm like I was born with a deficiency or something, or I'm a danger to myself when I go out, or something like that. And they want to put a care in my home with me, put me on a community care order, piss tests and urine tests or whatever they want to do all the time. I'm not allowed to live on my own anymore. I've got to have a care worker in my. They wanted to give me this thing called ECT treatment, electronic compulsive treatment, where they fry your brain with electric so that you don't remember specific things. They fry this. Are they having a laugh? Because of what I can prove, that they forged that ASBO, and that what they've let these lot attack me by spreading malicious rumours about me and try to drive me crazy by using media sources and the rest of it. While I've been stuck on a curfew that they forged in the beginning in my house, then they went for a forged possession order and got the dates wrong, then an injunction order, and then another injunction order, then another possession order, you know, and kept me trapped in malicious process for like since 2013 now, wrong conditions, one or another. Then COVID hit straight away, and I'm locked in my house because of COVID the second, once I finally get the ASBO off me, you know. I've been locked up ever since like that, do you know. And then all I have now is this, sit here, I won't even phone the people, I just sit here day in, day out, recording what's happening, and this girl just attacking me, do you know. I've got over 300 recordings to the police. They will not help me. They do not like me, or my ethnicity, or I must have done so, even though every time they talk to me, they're so two-faced and that they're my friend, and that they were going to help me help other people. Some bogus stuff, do you know what I'm saying, yeah? Listen to this, yeah? Basically, so I ducked out the back door because I listened to the third option. I thought, you know, I'm going to take the first one and just go to my mum's house. Yeah, he sounded like a comedian at my front door, the way he's giving these options at what he's going to do and all that. Then, you know, he's just turned up my door and he's not even seen anything happening towards anybody or anything. You know, he didn't have any evidence to the contrary to arrest me. They start talking about knives and stuff like that. You know, there was no, like, so I left anyway. I've got a communal door. They have to be let into my communal door. You know, it's got a lot. No, they can't get in without someone letting them in. It's like them being in a home. It's a social and domestic incident almost. You know, with my communal door, I never even brought a knife upstairs anyway. You know, like, you've got to be mad that they had a kid and all that in there. I just got the insurance policies on the 27th of this month, which was May 2021, off the council. And I've got the police's, you know. I've got like 1,500,000,000 in the council's insurance policies, and I've got 500 million in the police's insurance policies, and then the doctors and the rest. Like, so they're quite upset that, like, and I can prove all this stuff that they've been doing to me. So now, you know, they're trying to tread the mill and get me trapped in the system again. It's like sort of thing like they do to loads of people, but they're pushing it to an extent where it's just beyond what anyone else has ever had to go through, you know. Basically, I ducked out, got to a safe place, helicopters out looking for me and everything like that. So now I've made a phone call to the police at my front door. They've slammed my front door in with my mother there, knowing that I'm not in there. The neighbours are telling them that they've seen me disappear. Still broke into my house and smashed all my front door up and everything. Got in there. When the police have been in the house with my mum, they've not looked or took any knives out of my whole house. So there's knife collections. Like if I've run, there's a knife pack of five knives here, yeah, and one knife's missing and one knife's in the sink. So he should be taking notes and taking these things if he wants to prove a case under the Crime and Evidence Act. 94.1, he should be taking these things and he should be processing them as evidence. Do you know? At the end of the day, he did not care about it when he came into my house with my mother. He was just more happy to have broke into the house and used some excuse. He just wasn't sure if I was in my house, even though everyone had told him I'd left and I had phoned them from elsewhere. Do you know? And I was speaking to them on the phone from elsewhere. I just wanted to break into my own and cause damage. So basically, now I've been, while I'm with my mum, they've played my mum some audio tape of me going upstairs that the mum and the two sisters have recorded while the front door is closed upstairs. Like the two of the girls, the mum and someone else were just saying, "Silence, I got my door," and all this sort of stuff. I'm saying to him, why do you keep touching me though? What have I done to you? Do you know, I never done nothing, I don't know you. Why are you doing this? And anytime I approach you, you're acting like this. What the heck is wrong with you? Do you know? Why are you ruining my home? Why are you even risking doing this to me when the middle flat was empty and stuff like that? Do you know, I'm going through it all trying to understand the mum and the sister. I've never known them to come to this flat before, or to her flat before in the years she's been there. So they were new to me, or to me. The sister seemed like she was going to be trying to talk to me a bit. So I'm trying to talk to the sister, but you can hear the other sister who's doing this to me, who lives in the flat, attacking the other sister from being sensible, because she knew what was coming out and what was being explained, and what I was explaining what her sister had been doing, and that they had no grounds in sticking up for her under the circumstances. Do you know, someone needs to speak to her or take her to a hospital, do you know, sort of thing, yeah? Not me, there's nothing wrong with me, do you know? And basically, they're supposed to play this recording to my mum when I've got out the house, and basically, what's happened is my mum can't hear it crystal clear because there's a lot of cops talking. But I never done anything threatening or threatened anybody. Why would I be silly? Like I'm saying, I just got all the insurance policies and the rest of it. I'm already enough headache because mum's having a go at me for going up to the house for the second time since 2019, and asking them to stop because I just can't take anymore what they're doing. They're trying to take my life every single day by doing what they're doing. Do you know, the videos are horrendous that I've got of it all. Yeah, do you know, but it's more than attempted murder, it's blatant attempted murder. Yeah, our human rights cover this, that physical or mental torture that will amount to physical or mental suffering will amount to torture. So if something's physical or mentally done to you, it still amounts to a criminal punishment and the rest of it, you know. So them just using offensive weapons with intent, okay, well I'm going to use the floorboards against Simon and I'm never going to get them fixed after what the previous occupant, and I'm going to go and keep using them when I want to hurt him because I know that the floorboards are so bad that they do all of this. You know, like that is intent. She's using a weapon, her house as a weapon. Just like getting into a car without no insurance and driving and hitting somebody. It becomes you've used an offensive weapon of the trade to try to. She's doing the same with the premises that she ain't even a secure tenant of. You know, like this is attempted manslaughter, attempted murder, and she needs to be punished for it. Yeah. And like she's had multiple nights to go to sleep, wake up and decide, oh, Simon's asleep, let's just go run and do this to him again. Just for the fun of it, you know. Like every day she goes to sleep, this happened for thousands, like a lot of days now, you know. Basically, From what I understand is she was on the phone to the police when I was at the door, and at no point did she say, oh, Simon's got a knife in his hand or anything like that, because she it would be in the first recording that she when she was on the phone to the police, because I stayed there till the police just arrived. I went downstairs just then, I heard her on the phone to him. So all the way through the conversation, not to the 999 call centre, she does not mention no knife. If you see someone brandishing a knife in their hands, you will say, I can see a knife. Now, there's three of them in there, and they've all talked to me at different stages through the keyhole. And you can hear that in the audio recording. The mother, the sister, and her, they've all looked through the keyhole and talked to me at some stage, yeah? Like I'm saying, the only one that was tried to talk was the middle sister that I've never met before. The mother and the other two were just up in roars. You hear it in the recording. So they've made me high rate being a victim, and I'm pushing my point out. I'm tongue-tied as it is, so I have pressured speech, and my tongue's still not cut underneath. So, and I went like speech therapy for it. So when I'm upset about saying, or I'm being hurt, I can push out a thing. Also, the fact that because all so much has happened here, I've tried to be the informative one where what they're challenging me for, I weren't good enough for this job, I weren't good, do you know, sort of thing. So I'm the one that brings everything to the table on the estate, and I will speak. None of my neighbours have spoke to me in 9 years, do you know, and but they attack me every day and allow, watch these that attack me, or move new people allowed to move in and just attack me for the, and none of them will ever talk to me or explain anything I've done. It's just some fun game for them, do you know. It's sickening what they've done to my life and what they're allowed to do to other human beings. But basically, yeah, that human being's me. Basically, from that recording, you can tell that there was no knife. If I had it in my wristband or something, a knife in your wristband, which is another location that people that did carry knives, not me, there, would maybe make me conceal one, for instance. I bet the police have found loads up people's trousers, wrists. That no point. If I had done that, she said, oh, he's got a knife under his trousers, he's got it in his bag. She would have shouted out in the recording while on the phone to the police. And the same as the recording she's handed over, yeah, at no point is in that other recording is there going to be any, oh, he's got a knife or it's in his hands or anything. It was just completely made up. You can hear that the front door was never opened as well, you know, and it's very obvious. And I pointed these points out for the investigating police officers, and they chose to persecute me no matter what and try to deprive me of everything and take me from my home. And they've got no legal right, when the case is clear cut of what's happened, to lean on it. It's like when the police officer went upstairs, the second police officer, and he come back down and said to the other one, oh, now let's do the second option, a doctor, yeah, sort of thing. He had been up there and they had planned together, which I want their body cams, that what they were going to make up and what happened, that there's a knife now, because I'm saying that I'm in my house and there's been no breach of the peace, and they knew that they had no grounds to arrest me, so they created some grounds. And the worst thing is them grounds there, a knife, yeah, and of a knife, you can get 10 years for something like that. So, and I've been told that now they've all signed statements, the mum, the sister and the rest of it, and that a warrant's been put out for my arrest. And I had to come back to my home last night. I've been in my home here since then, and no one's arrived to arrest me. Do you know, I tried phoning the police station, and they kept just being a bit incursed, saying to me, oh, what's your emergency, what's your emergency? I'm saying, police come to my front door and left a massive hole in my door. Do you know, they've put a warrant out for my arrest, and she's saying, what's your emergency? Because Bo knows what they've done here by taking PC, Shinks, Call and the rest of it. So they're helping all of these. And the second that they call, the police are called out. The second that I call, they boycott me, because they're the ones that took the call of PC, Shinook, in one had 1047 in the ASBO, and let all of this get made up by the police officers to do this to me, do you know. 7 years for the ASBO, plus a year for a gazebo case I won before, do you know what I'm on about? Like, and the maximum sentence for the Raves Bill, organisation of Raves, is 2 months, do 1 month in prison. And I never even got arrested or the chance to. I've been given seven years for this, do you know, and I have to ride the whole 7 years, and not even a little bit. Like, if you go prison and you get 7 years, yeah, you're only going to do like three and a half, do you know. If you went to prison, you had to ride a whole 7 years in prison on conditions, that means you've got 14 years you might as well say, because they are after time on these things. So I've read the whole seven there, plus the year for the gazebo, 8 years. To me, that's, I've read a 16-year sentence without even being arrested or it being on my criminal record. Do you know? When they didn't have enough evidence for criminal conviction for the organisation of illegal, otherwise they would have arrested me and brought me through the correct channels. Do you know? Rather than do all of what they've done. Do you know? And they understand this, and Bo knows what they've done. Now, bam, they're all trying to cover this over, and they're trying to take my life to cover it over. Like, it's unforgivable. I've had to live at the computer, document and everything done, and the rest of it. But basically, that's my understanding to what's happened yesterday with this girl upstairs again in 117 Bancroft Avenue and her partner and their other flat, you know, and this flat that ain't there secure and what's not. Now I'm waiting for the police to come to arrest me again and put me for whatever, try and process or force me down what avenues ever they think they can say whatever suits them, do you know. Well, I think that's it. There's quite a fair bit more that I can explain, but I don't think that I'm going to go too much more into it right now. I'm going to get this transcribed up and then... Alright, God bless.